check, check, check. J. B. M. Yo. August is around the corner. That means Halloween is around the corner. That means the end of the year is coming faster than you expected. That means we still have time to do the things that we are supposed to be doing, such as following the goals of 2019, succeeding in things that we haven't done before, making a difference, changing our lives, trying to do better, fulfill our dreams, our obligations, the things that we need to do them now. The thing about this whole podcast is that I could make a million episodes of the same shit over and over and over and over again. What I notice is that a lot of people who are listening is listening and it's motivating to some degree. Or maybe it's not. But for the folks that follow a motivational speech or someone who they feel like could kind of fire them up to do the things that they need to do, the thing about it is that it's really up to you. It's really up to you to really buckle down and do the things that you say you're going to do. I had a couple episodes so far, different topics. A lot of it has to do with motivation and trying to help everybody keep their goals and the mindset, because it's so easy to get distracted from the things that we need to do. But honestly, truthfully, yo, I am guilty of the same thing I'm about to tell you guys. The thing is, when shit happens, yo, when shit happens, you forget about the goal. For example, when you get out and with your friends, or spring break comes around, or Christmas comes around, or Halloween comes around, or you get a little cash in your pocket, it's easy, really, 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 really easy to forget about the mission, to forget about the goals that you have set. Until something tragic happened in that moment, you probably won't remember, or you just set aside for a second or two, or you think is a second or two, the things that you really, really want to accomplish, right? But honestly, if you really stick to it and you really stick to the goals and you talk to yourself, it's up to you to do that. You know, you could listen to a million different motivational speakers, you could write down 500 rules, you could make time for a million different things that would help you in this aspect. However, yo, it really, really, really and truly boils down to the individual. And a part of it is to always remember to talk to yourself, your inner self, and say, hey, in every situation, just remember to tell yourself what you're here to do and what you need to accomplish and how this is going to affect me. I'm guilty of this. I am super guilty of this. You know, it's March. It's about to be next month, April. And I have slacked off too. I mean, March is spring break time, especially if you're in Florida, right? You know, tax return just came. Then you have spring break. Like, what are the, like, how did that happen, right? You know, you get your money and now you have to spend it, right? Because now everybody, yo, if you look on social media, everybody's doing some shit, right? And they're posting their best life. And what happened is you get sucked into it because you can do that too, or better. It's not like a competition, but it's just that you know, if 90% of people are doing this and you're the 10%, you feel like you should be doing that too, right? And you can do that. So why not, right? So like, when I look on social media, for example, I see all these people hanging out, going to different parties, wearing beach wears, going on vacation, traveling, you know, having drinks here, you know, and it motivates me to want to do the same thing. Like, oh shit, it's spring break, I need to do this and need to do that. There's nothing wrong with doing that and treating yourself, right? So I'm not saying there's something wrong with it. I'm just saying that it's so easy for me to do and indulge in things that I've always done my entire life, that this time to make that sacrifice and to cut back or to plan it better where it's not financially burdened to me is difficult when everybody on their mom is doing it, right? So like, I get a tax return and I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to save it. But then fast forward 2 weeks and everybody's traveling and doing all this shit. And I'm looking at my money like, yo, man, I feel like going to Vegas. I feel like going to Miami. Oh, I might as well book a resort over here, right? The thing is, last year, December, right? We were all thinking New Year's resolution. What happened to it now? What happened to the New Year's resolution? Have you ever asked yourself that? And what? How can you have a New Year's resolution if you don't resolute? If you don't stop yourself from doing the same shit that you did the last 20 years of your life, the last 30 years of your life, the last 40, 50, 60 years of your life, how are you going to make anything different for yourself? And the thing is, I'm telling you this right now, but I struggle with this too. You know, I want you guys to know that I struggle with this too. So you're not in the boat by yourself, yo. I struggle with the same problems. You know what I mean? I'm the type of person that I will save a lot of money, but then I'll go out one fucking night of the whole entire year, 365 days, and I'll blow that whole thing. The reason being is not I didn't have my mindset on it. It's because I feel like it and I can. So I do it because it's life, right? And the thing about me too, that you guys probably don't know is, one, that's wrong. Two, I'm a balanced guy. Not because I have a podcast, not because I'm strict on finances and obligation to succeed in life and trying to help everybody do better, make better decisions and so forth, meaning that I don't have a balanced life. I'm a big believer in balance. You've got to balance your life, okay? However, there's times when you got to understand and be faithful in yourself, and you have to step back and not do the norm to eventually do more than the norm. If the norm is always go out on the weekends, always go to this festival at this time of year, always travel on spring break, always ball out in Christmas, right? If that's the norm and you've been doing it for so many years of your life, but you're still struggling, maybe you need to look into your normal activities and realize that, hey, this shit is not getting me anywhere. Every time I do this, I'm always in the same spot. Now we need to make sacrifices. We need to start changing. And we need to start putting down the things that we really don't want to do, right? To make it where we can do whatever we want to do. Right? Like, who the fuck really wants to go to the gym? You know what I'm saying? And I'm saying that, and I know a lot of people who are listening right now that are my gym friends are probably offended, right? Because they like the gym. I love the gym. But I'm saying this, like, really, if you could look, right, as good as the person who dedicate their whole entire day to the gym, right, have the most sophisticated, sculpted body that you'd ever imagine. The thing that you want, whatever you want. Maybe one of you guys want an abs. Maybe the other person, maybe you want your arms huge, right? Now, think about the work that goes into it. You know, you got to make sacrifices for that to happen. But think about, and who does want to go to the gym, right? Think about if you could do that, right, safely, not surgeries, not everything, without doing all that work. A lot of people would opt for that option, you know, trust me. And it's not because of laziness, it's just because it's more efficient, right? And it's not artificial, you know? So the thing is that the people who do go to the gym, and the people who make that dedication, a lot of other people who can't do that look up to those folks. You know, when you're doing something and you make that dedication, you know, you become valuable. And when you're valuable, you know what I mean, and you help people, the, you know, everything falls into line. Like, you become this person who people admire. And then from there, you could do whatever you want to do, right? So now, we look up to athletes, right? Like Michael Jordan, you know. You don't see the dedication that those folks have done. When we're out partying and getting drunk and all this shit, they're practicing, you know. They're playing ball. They're doing shit. You don't think they want to come out? You don't think they want to fucking get drunk and, you know, talk shit and go to bed late and wake up late and fucking roll around and shit? Like, you don't think they want to do that? Especially being younger, when you're younger prime, when they have to go to practice, they have to go to this event, they got to go to this ball game and stuff like that. You don't think it's mentally draining? You know what I mean? Like, the thing is, we only see the part where they're succeeding and we look up to them. But the discipline that it took, the discipline is where it comes in. So the whole podcast, I just want to say, think about it. Sacrifice has to be made. Things have to change. We have to account for our discipline. If you are disciplined, if I'm disciplined, we all will succeed. So don't feel bad when you have to take a step back, you know, in order to accomplish your mission. And we should. And I want to do it more often, and I want you guys to help me and help yourself do it more often. We'll all be more successful. We out. J. B. M.